bucket. When I went to call, wheel bucket.
I don't sound like. What did I call him? And see something else too there. That by hanging the thing up there on there, you could check the rope that was tied onto it because. See, when they made let the curtain go down in there, the bottom where the water come in, they wrapped it with bailing water, or some kind of water, to keep the sand there and stuff out there, if it could. And we had to check the rope that was tied onto this bucket, well bucket, all the time, because if we started up with a bucket full of water and the rope broke and went back down that bust the curbing and they had to pull the whole curbing and redo it. And so that was one reason why my daddy would hang it over there. So where we checked where it was the knot there and everything, see that everything was secure before we go to go to the water. I know sometimes there we'd get in a hurry there and we wouldn't hang it up there. We'd just drop back the well and hook it over the window.
You mentioned ash hopper. How about the thing that you keep coal in the stove? Did you ever burn much coal?
No, we burn any coal.
We didn't burn no coal at all.
Recent years, you never did either.
Not as much wood as we had here on this place. If you could buy it for $6 and $8 a ton back in them days there, we didn't burn no coal.
How did you get the, how'd you keep the chimneys clean?
Every once in a while it accumulate with soot there and catch you on fire and burn out.
Burn out themselves.
Uh-huh.
And, by the way, did you ever hear of chimney sweeps?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we got them.
We got them right now.
Did they actually get down in one?
Yes, sir. How they?
And they get out in the house.
How they can stick that nest of that chimney? I can't understand. And every once in a while, there want to fall down in our fireplace, and we'll have to catch him and put him on the outside.
What kind of bird is that?
It's a little small blackbird that can fly, he can dart, it can fly just like a bullet, you might say.
Must be kind of a swallow
I'd say they are of the swallow family, or the martin type family, and one of the two.
I asked somebody one time how he kept the chimney clean, so I didn't have to do the chimney sweeps.
Well now I can remember our old chimney especially. Now we use this one right here more than we use any of them. And the soot and stuff would accumulate in it there. And all of a sudden you'd hear a terrible roar. Well, my daddy would break and run on the outside there. Well, of course we didn't have a shingle roof. We had a composition roof just like we had now. But he'd still run out there and check it to be sure that the house didn't set the house on fire. And it'd be a blaze. Coming out of that chimney would be 2 foot high.
He was going to explode.
Just as he was burning. Maybe I would be off for a while, for maybe a year or so, and do it again.
You mentioned that your job was to feed the hogs. What did you keep the things from the table that you're going to throw away in?
We call it slop.
A slop pail or slop
bucket.
Slop bucket.
Slop bucket.